With LinkedIn Jobs, we tap into a network of more than a billion professionals to help you find quality professionals quickly and easily for any role you need. Marketing wizards? Found them.
Software engineers?
Found.
That project manager I could never seem to hire?
And found. LinkedIn Jobs quickly matches your roles with candidates with the right skills and experience. In fact, 86% of small businesses get a qualified candidate within 24 hours. Post your first job for free and get started at linkedin.com/spoken. That's linkedin.com/spoken. Terms and conditions apply.
Hey everyone, this is Thatch, and welcome to Puckle's Trivia Rewind. I'd like to remind everybody that this is a show that takes place about 4 years in the past, so now you're just about entering the land where Pikachu and Eevee are very, very popular, and now Partner Pikachu and Partner Eevee can be answers. So please be aware that not everything is exactly up to date, and if you want to catch more recent episodes of Puckle's PokeQuiz, you can of course just check out Puckle, a Pokemon podcast, wherever you're listening to this podcast or anywhere else you might want to listen to podcasts. So be sure to check it out. Let it roll. And welcome to Puckle's PokeQuiz, the part of the show where we quiz your co-host on their innate Pokemon knowledge. No internet for you guys, no nothing. You just got to use what's in your heads. Seth and Sublime today are going to be operating as a team to answer five Pokemon trivia questions that are given to them through the Puckle community on our Discord. You can go to our Discord. The link is in the show notes where you too can just submit trivia questions. And maybe if it's good, we will ask our co-host that question. There are a possible 7 points total for them today, one for each question. One of these questions has a bonus point, and if they don't use their lifeline but get all the questions correct, they can cash it in for an extra point at the end for a possible total of 7. They are competing against all their fellow co-hosts in a race to 30 points. Whoever gets 30 points will be able to get a $20 credit to our T Public store to either get a tapestry or a cell phone case or, I guess, a t-shirt.
Of yourself.
Tote bags, by the way, are also available.
And coffee mugs.
Oh, yeah, and coffee mugs. I keep forgetting. They have so much stuff on TeePublic. They also started doing something new, and I forgot what it was.
Notebooks? They have notebooks.
Yeah, throw pillows are my favorite. I do own 2 TeePublic throw pillows, BT-dubs, and they're actually pretty good quality. Like, you'd think a place that just screen prints, like, pictures on things would be like, yeah, here's a cheap throw pillow. These are nice throw pillows. Like, they're really nice. So just if for those of you at home who are looking for a throw pillow and are just like, man, I really want to support my favorite Pokemon podcast. Well, guess what? You're in luck. You can have a Puckle throw pillow. But moving on, let's get to these questions. This segment, of course, is brought to you by AnimeGravy.com, your one-stop shop for a bunch of cool anime and just nerd-related art. These guys are fantastic. I love them.
We love the gravies.
They're just great. They have awesome designs. Like I said, I saw them at MitsuriCon. I need to start giving away their artwork on the stream. I really need to do that. I'm going to do a couple streams this week. So if you are watching the stream, we are going to be giving away some anime gravy art on the stream because I need to get rid of it, and they keep giving it to me, and they want to hype it up, so I want to hand out this art to you guys. So if you want some anime gravy art, great chance to go get it is by coming to twitch.tv/thepucklepodcast. Following that, though, let's get into these questions because this has been a very long intro for this segment. Our first question for you guys is going to be, in which generation will a shiny Pokemon using Transform, such as Mew or Ditto, I think those are the only two, become the shiny version of this target, even if the target is not shiny?
Okay, so let me just make sure I understand.
Yes, I figured this was what was happening. So can
you say that again?
So let's say that you have a shiny Mew and a shiny Ditto.
It transforms and is still shiny, even though the Pokemon it transformed into was
yeah,
not.
Yeah, there's a nice red Magikarp over there. It clicks transform. It turns into gold Magikarp. Make sense?
Okay.
This only happened in one generation.
Okay, got it, yeah.
This only happened in one generation of the Pokemon games, and then never again.
I feel like it would be most logical to be Generation 2. Because that's when they introduced shinies, and they hadn't quite figured out how they operated yet.
I think that is a good reason.
Is Generation 2 your final answer?
I support
yes.
that.
That is unfortunately incorrect. The answer is Generation 3.
Dang.
And it is kind of for the same reason, though, because they're still figuring out how everything works. Because in Generation 2, when Ditto transformed, it actually just turned into like a purple version of whatever Pokemon.
Really?
Yeah.
Hmm.
And so
I think that should count them.
And then in Generation 3, it turned into something else. I don't think it should, but
it turned purple. That's shiny.
All right. So we are going to move on to question number. There's a chance for redemption point today, so calm down. Question number two, including mega evolutions, what is the most common type gained upon evolution?
Most common type gained.
Okay. Including megas. That's interesting. What are some types that are gained upon mega evolving? I know that dragons won, but that's not going to be the answer.
It might be.
No, nothing gains really dragon type other than like two or three things.
Vibrava,
Sceptile, and Altaria. Those are the only things I can think of that gain that. Only one of the megas gains dark type. I can't think of anything else that gains dark type.
Well, it's only including mega evolutions. It might not specifically be a lot of mega evolutions.
Yeah, I was trying to think of the megas, though, that are gained. What?
Oh, Charizard, hello.
Oh, yeah,
that too.
How
could we forget Charizard? The poster child.
Yeah, I'm looking. I'm trying to see. I've got a list of all the types.
I was thinking dark, but that's because of regionals. All the regionals, it's like, let's just slap dark on it, you know?
But that's
not evolving.
The entire type.
Exactly,
yeah.
It's like, how can we make it better at dark?
I don't think it's going to be normal. I don't think it's going to be dark.
No, most things don't gain normal. That'd be
nothing
weird.
Nothing gains steel type. Nothing,
Steelix,
like, one thing gains fairy type.
That's it. Maybe flying.
It could be. I
can't
think
flying is a decent choice. Ninkata, Salamence.
Yeah.
I feel like it's a common enough typing and there's like things that would get it. You know
okay,
what I mean?
I'll mark it. I don't think anything gains bug. I don't think anything gains electric. Nothing
I'm going to need
grass.
An answer.
It's a hard one, Thad. Give us just a sec.
Nothing gains ice. That's really notable.
I'm feeling flying.
I'm feeling dragon or flying might be
dragon
actually...
or flying. Yeah. Which one do we want to go with?
I feel like more dragon, but this is a weird question.
Let's go with dragon. You know what? Let's stick to our original guess. That was dragon. Because there's lots of examples of things becoming dragons, and we're having a hard time thinking of things that become flying.
I mean, I guess execute too, technically.
Oh,
so,
Kingdra.
I mean,
Kingdra too. There
Kingdra.
You go. You see,
yeah, okay.
It's actually kind of a good, decent amount, yeah.
Yeah, let's go with dragon.
Dragon is unfortunately incorrect. It's a close. It's a close second, though.
Well, then we should get like it.
The answer is actually flying.
Oh
my god!
At least we were close.
Stop.
Because you have to think about all of the bug types that go and evolve into flying types, and then just like random like Charizard again. You're on the poster child. Just randomly gains flying. Well, not randomly. It has wings, but. It gains flying type. I mean, there's a lot of Pokemon that gain flying type.
Yeah, I think
upon
we didn't
evolution.
Think of the bugs, and that's what really kind
that's
of
that's true.
The
we
scale.
Could have thought of like the
yeah, the bugs are the big one. I think that would give you
the
scale.
World,
but then you have to think there's just random Pokemon that grab flying types, like Togetic,
Gyarados,
and Gyarados, and I think the bug thing probably tripped you up there. All right, but that you guys are 0-2. But I'm hoping you get this next one. It's the one with the Pokedex thing. In it, and you guess the Pokemon. So this Pokemon Sapphire, this Pokemon that originated in Pokemon Ruby and Sapphire, its Pokemon Sapphire entry states: although this Pokemon is the very picture of elegance and beauty while swimming, it is also cruel. When it spots prey, this Pokemon inserts its mouth into the prey's body and drains the prey of its bodily fluids.
Sounds like Gorbis.
Gorbis, final answer.
Gorbis is correct. There you guys go. You guys have, you guys are 1-3 right now. Our next question does have redemption point. There is a caveat for that redemption point. And I will explain. No. You can get it. I think you guys can get this one pretty easily.
Oh boy.
Excluding same type matchups. And this is using the current day, type chart. Excluding same type matchups such as like dragon v dragon, ghost v ghost, stuff like that. What are the two type matchups where both types are equally disadvantageous to each other.
So they're not very effective against each other?
Not very effective or immune or something like that to each
Ghost
other.
Ghost to normal.
And then also there's one from way back in the day in the Gen 1 type chart that's added onto this that I'll give you to for the redemption point. So for name one of each.
Bug and Poison and
correct.
Then Ghost to normal.
Bug and Poison from where?
Gen 1.
Okay, from Gen 1, that is correct. And then Ghost vs.
Normal
is another one. There's one more.
Okay. Well, let's figure that one out then.
Where they're equally advantaged or disadvantaged against each other.
I thought it was disadvantaged against each other. So
there's one more. So you guys are at 2 points. Mm. You can go for three here.
And this last one is from the current type chart. The
current
said, yes?
type chart, yes. Yes, yes, yes.
Okay. Let me go through my type chart in my head.
You do have the hint still, too. I do want to remind you of this.
I mean, we have...
We might be able to figure it out on our own, though. Yeah, because we might be able to just, like, suss this one out.
Mm-hmm. I'm looking at all the types. I like to write them down as we start trivia, so I've got just something to look at. So you said, just to make sure, you said it's advantaged or disadvantaged, so it could be they both resist each other, or they both are super effective against each other?
Yeah, we'll say that, yes.
Okay. Oh my gosh, this is so...
You do have the hint.
But then what if we need it for the base stat?
I'd say we just go ahead and use it.
I guess, sure, why not?
God, how do I put this?
I thought you even had a hint prepped.
I didn't have one prepped.
Us twice.
I'm just trying... Well, I have a picture in my mind of how this one works. One of the types is bug. I will give you that hint.
Okay.
It's bug and... Well, what's bug effective against? Let's start with that. It's effective against dark and grass
and psychic.
And that's it, because bug is garbage. And it's isn't that it?
Yeah, it's resisted by fire, flying, fighting.
Oh, is it ground? Is it ground? Or fighting? I think it might be fighting. Because doesn't bug resist fighting?
Bug resists fighting and fighting resists bug.
Yeah, we got there.
Yay, that's it. Yeah, all 3 points are yours, guys. You're 4-for-4 right now.
Yay.
That type matchup makes no sense anyway. So
yeah, well, no, it does.
Punch
a bug? Yeah. Have you tried to punch a bug?
I clap them in the middle of the air just fine.
That's different. You can't punch a bug.
I don't see how that's any different.
It's completely different. I can explain to you the physics of the situation another day. And so,
oh my god.
Final question.
So what are we at now? 4? Because we got them all.
Yeah, you're at 4. So you can go for 5.
Okay, we're average.
So this next question is your base stat question. What is the slowest ground type of all ground types?
Isn't it sandy ghast? Maybe.
It is. Not to steal your thunder, Thass, but I think that was literally what it was last week.
I don't remember.
I think that's literally what
I think
it was
it is.
Last week.
I thought I asked.
And we got it wrong. So I think it's sandy ghast, because we had guessed trapinch.
Yeah, or something like that.
Yeah.
It was in the list.
Is Sandy Ghast your final answer?
Yes.
Yes.
That's unfortunately incorrect.
What?
Because the answer is trapinch.
Well, okay, then I'm going to need to stop you right there. Hold up. This happened to me last week, and it was the opposite.
List of Pokemon by base stat. I'm going to read you speed by base stat, and we're going to go backwards, okay? Because what is Trapinch's base speed? I can
is
tell
it
you,
30?
It's 10.
I think it's 30.
It's 10.
Oh no!
Oh no! That makes sense.
Unless I accidentally click special attack. But we'll find out here in a minute.
No, it makes
who is
sense.
Right.
I think you're right.
Oh, Trapinch you're right.
Is slow
you're right.
As heck.
Oh well.
Trapinch has a base 10 speed. Sandy Ghast has a base 15 speed.
Yeah.
So it is in fact Trapinch.
Drat.
You're going to make me learn all these now, Thad. You're going to make me memorize all
but
these now.
That changes up our trivia score standings, because everybody's super close still, which is good. That's a good sign. Everybody's still super close. And so we actually have a three-way tie for first place right now. In first place, we have Whimsicott, Seth Vilo, and Sublime all tied with 9 points for first place.
Woo!
Followed up by Dr. Shamu in fourth, I guess, because there's a three-way yeah. tie with 8 points. In fifth place, we have Jushiro and Sigma tied with 5 points. And in seventh place, we have Scrawn with 4. And everybody else has yet to get on the board.
21 points till my tapestry.
Don't. Then we know what to get you for Christmas.
Exactly.
It depends on if I get it myself.
And welcome to Poco's Poke Quiz, where we're going to quiz your co-host on their insane Pokemon knowledge. That means no internet. You just got to use what's in your heads, as insane as they are, because that's the tagline. And these guys are going to be operating as a team to answer 5 Pokemon-themed trivia questions that I'm just randomly pulling out of our Discord today because Thatch doesn't know them all off the top of his head today. And because it's a Thursday night and Thatch has been very busy getting ready for vacation. It's the typical week before vacation where you end up doing a week and a half worth of work all before you go.
Mm-hmm.
Yes. And so we're going to do that. They're going to operate as a team for a possible total of 7 questions or 7 points out of these 5 questions, because one of these questions is going to have a bonus point. And if they don't use their lifeline, which is a hint, they can go ahead and cash it in at the end for a possible total of 7 points. This segment is brought to you by AnimeGravy.com, where you can pick up a bunch of cool anime and just nerd art. If you're into Pokemon, Dungeons and Dragons, literally anything that Thatch is into, minus maybe Power Rangers, I should ask them to make a Power Rangers design. And I don't even know that I'm into Power Rangers. I just know about Power Rangers, it's like an orca whale thing. Regardless, you can go over to AnimeGravy.com and get all these cool things. These guys are fantastic. I love them. These two guys are going to be competing for $20 of Tee Public credit. First person to 30 points, it gets it. Nobody is close, so you guys are jockeying for position today. Depending on how well you do, Sigma can get to first place.
Yeah.
So we got that going for us. All right. So let's go ahead and let's pull one out of the hat here, guys.
All right. Okay.
P. McGee asks you, what is the only non-flying type Pokemon capable of learning fly by level up? This is apparently a thing that I only learned now.
Huh.
That's...
So until you said level up, I was thinking like Flygon, but...
There's a lot of Pokemon that learn fly that aren't flying types. Golurk comes to mind. But I will give you a free hint on this one because it's really hard and I didn't know it until I read it. This is a Gen 7 Pokemon.
Oh, okay. Oh, it's probably no Celesteela's a flying type.
Gen 7. Okay.
It would make sense since that's when they removed fly as an HM, though it was still a TM in the game.
Man,
it's also the other type is it's dual type and one of the types is normal.
If only that helped.
There are only 80 Pokemon. I hope it would help.
It can't be Beware. Pickaback stays fly.
No. I never mind. I'm sorry. I made all that noise for nothing.
I can't imagine it's a Rangaroo. We're going through the normal
types. I was thinking it was one of the legendaries, but I don't think.
No, those are just psychics. Shouldn't be any of the UBs, none of them were normal. Shouldn't be any of the legendaries. Those were apart from Silvally not normal. Not Beware. Not a Rangaroo.
This Pokemon is so forgettable. I can't believe how forgettable it is.
Okay, so
you'd use it on a Trick Room team because it's an Alolan Pokemon, so like I don't know what to tell you.
That doesn't even help. They're all usable on Trick Room teams.
Yeah. Welcome to Gen 7.
I don't think it would be an Alolan Pokemon either, because I don't think
it's not Alolan forms. It's no Alolan forms.
Okay.
This is a Gen 7 Pokemon. Normal type. It has a second type as well.
Yeah. Oh.
It had an episode with Malo in the anime.
Oh my, wait, is this?
It can't be a Rangaroo. It can't be. Oh.
Is this,
I think you know what you're, I know, I think I know what you're saying, Basket.
Well, I can't, because I remember it has it, but is this Drampa?
Oh my god, it might be. Sure. That's like probably the last normal type we haven't thought of.
Okay. Drampa.
Drampa is correct. That only took 3
man.
Minutes.
That is a
question.
I guess a Pokemon.
All right. Also from P. McGee, your second question. Of all multi-generational evolutionary lines, which
I'm sorry. It was the combination of Forgettable and Trick Room.
I forgot it.
Of all of the multi-generational evolutionary lines, which Pokemon family has the shortest gap between Pokedex entries in the national decks? Which two numbers are closest for multi-generational evolutions?
All right.
This is I have no clue.
Wobbuffet's about 100.
I will tell you the number that they are far apart. They are 63 apart.
All right. Yeah, Wobbuffet should be about 100. So let's close in closer than that. Scyther's kind of close. That's 120 something to 211 something. That's 90 still.
You're getting hotter.
man.
Pokemon late in a dex that evolves and becomes a Pokemon earlier in a dex. That's what you're looking for.
Yeah. Let's see. Roselia's probably also close to that 100 number, sadly. What else is early on in the, like, Sinnoh dex and late, very late in the Hoenn dex?
Far away is
it might be
Blossom.
Blossom is pretty far. Eevee's somewhat close. It goes from like 130 something to 190 something for Espeon Umbreon.
Hmm.
It could be Eevee.
Let's do that because I mean I'm
that way we don't take up too much time.
Eevee is correct.
Nice.
There you guys go. 2 points.
He said it was 60-ish. So yeah,
60-ish. It's 63. Eevee is 133, and Espeon is 63 or 196.
Yeah.
all right, we're gonna scroll, find some trivia here. Okay, from Farmer Fox, how many Pokemon lines from Generation 1 have not had an evolution, pre-evolution, mega evolution, or regional variant? And I am going to give you a plus or minus one on this.
Okay.
Plus or minus one?
Yeah, because the number's not that high.
All right, so let's start off with Caterpie.
Surprisingly. Well, they obviously have to just like take all of this single evolution lines in the game and then figure out which ones haven't been tampered with.
Oh, it's all the single.
Yeah, so any Pokemon that has never had an evolution, pre-evolution, and mega evolution, or original variant.
That is an interesting question.
Okay, so there's Tauros.
There is Tauros.
There's, oh man.
There is Tauros.
Mr. Mime? Jinx? No.
They have babies.
Oh.
Aerodactyl has a mega. Does Mew count?
That is a Generation 1 Pokemon, yes.
Okay, so Mew, Mewtwo.
The birds. Mewtwo got megas, so.
Oh, you're right. Okay, so the birds.
The birds did not get megas.
Snorlax?
Got a baby.
Oh, I keep forgetting about the babies.
Yeah.
I'm always forgetting about the babies.
So we're at 5.
Mm-hmm.
Lapras.
Chansey has Happiny.
Yep. Tangela has one.
So are we at 7?
Yeah, it might be okay with just adding one and to what
are
we
at
right
are we
now.
At 7 right now?
I thought we were at 5. We have the birds. We have Mew. We have Tauros. We have Lapras. For now. We have Lapras for now. So
yeah,
let's...
Yeah, so let's...
So want to say 7? Just for a plus minus 1?
Yeah, let's do that.
7 is the correct number. Right on the nose. The one you were missing was Ditto.
Oh sure.
Ugh.
It had an evolution stupid. At one point, too.
You guys are 3 for 3. That should have been a Pokedex question, or a Pokedex question, but I don't have one. So, moving on, the next one with what is it called?
Bonus.
The bonus. So, this one has 4 possible answers. You only need to give me 2 possible answers.
Oh, no.
Because it's pretty hard.
Oh, no.
Because I can only find so many questions. Blame P. McGee.
Okay.
So we're going to go back to the concept of fly.
Oh, no.
As of Generation 7, what are the only 4 types to have no Pokemon capable of learning fly without a flying dual type? There are 4 types. You only need to give me 2, 1 for each point. If you want to get the other 3, go ahead. I don't care.
So, if they have a flying dual type, they don't count towards this category.
No.
So, a Golurk counts for ghost and ground.
Yes.
Is essentially how this
yes,
works.
Yes, that's okay. How this works.
Okay.
So, it wouldn't be ghost or ground.
All right.
There are 4 types. You only need to give me, what's it called? Also, you learned today Drampa gets it. So, like, there you go. There's two more for free.
There's Normal and Dragon, too.
There's 2 for free. So, that's, you knocked out 4 out of the 18 already.
We have 14 more to...
Well... 14, 10 more, technically.
Oh yeah, we get to ignore flying.
And too. are these ones that can't like learn it through level up or just can't learn it period? Like
No, just can't learn it period.
Okay, and there okay. So
unless there's a flying type associated with that type.
Okay, so then I would say rock.
Let's try to think through it. I would be okay with that. We could use the hint.
You guys are 3 for 3 right now. I'm just throwing that out there.
Yeah, and I'm thinking because
you only need to give two types. You only need to give two types.
Yeah, we only need to get two.
Yeah, yeah. I've got one. Because Aerodactyl's rock and flying. Mm-hmm. I can't think of any other rocks that
might be able to fly.
Yeah. Bug. No, I'm just kidding.
Bugs, I think, are probably the easiest ones to say. Yeah, those probably fly.
No, I know it was a joke because like there's always bug flying types.
Poison as well, probably.
Poison. I can't think of any. Well,
I feel like maybe Beedrill can fly. I don't know. Actually, no. Beedrill probably can't fly, but I'm sure there is a poison type that can.
Naganadel? That one might be able to fly.
Sure. Let's try to think of other types that probably can't. Steel?
What about ground?
Ground, I feel like Flygon probably flies. I would be very disappointed to find out that Flygon does not learn
fly.
Oh,
that's right.
That would be really depressing.
It doesn't matter because we have Golurk. Ground isn't even in the answers.
Oh, gotcha.
Dark?
Hmm.
Trying to think of dark levitators. Do you want to guess rock first or right now? Guess, put rock in.
Rock is correct. Rock is one of
okay.
them. Rock is one. So I need one more.
Do you want to try dark?
Yeah, let's do dark.
I'll give you four guesses though, cause there are
oh,
four.
All right. We can.
Okay.
So dark is incorrect. Hydreigon exists.
Oh, yes.
Oh, that's right. Yeah.
Steel could make sense. Fire. I would imagine something propels itself with fire. So, but maybe not. Oh, wait. Technically, I guess Mega Charizard exists. So should get rid of fire somehow.
Yeah.
I think that gets rid of fire.
Grass,
maybe?
Maybe, yeah. I think that might be.
Would you like to lock in grass?
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah.
Grass is correct.
Okay.
That's cool. Two. So the other two that you guys were missing were water and fighting.
Huh. But I thought water would have found something.
P. McGee puts in for now, but I would like to remind P. McGee that we have not yet seen if there is or not a Galarian Farfetch'd. And then, end quote. But moving on then, that gives you guys are 5 for 4. Let's hit them out of the park here. Yeah. So the next one is the base stat question. And let's see. Oh my gosh, they didn't actually give me a base stat question. So I'm going to go ahead and pull the list up, and I'm just going to pick for you live list of Pokemon by base stat.
Stay out of ground. I think those were 2 weeks in a row of ground.
It was 2 weeks in a row. So you know what? Because
it was not the same stat.
It was not the same stat. And because you asked so nicely, what is the ground type Pokemon with the lowest base attack?
Oh,
lowest base attack.
No, I wouldn't be surprised if it was Sandy Guest again. I wouldn't be surprised.
Finding it is actually very difficult. I haven't found it yet. I'm going to be completely honest. I have not found it yet.
What are some other thoughts you have, Basket?
There could be a tie for all I know.
I don't think there are any baby ground types to worry about. And most ground types are usually physically attacking anyway.
So. Oh, I found it. Okay, right. I found it.
That's why I kind of land.
There is no tie. There is no tie.
There is not a tie. All right.
I'm going to double check this because Bulbapedia usually puts in the trivia at the bottom, and I want to make sure I didn't miss anybody. No, it is correct. I found it.
Oh.
It is surprisingly high. It is a base 40, by the way.
Oh, wow.
Wow, it might be Sandy Guest. I wouldn't be surprised if that were Sandy Guest's attack stat.
You have a low opinion of Sandy Guest, my friend.
It's a special attacker. It hits hard with Shadow Ball and Earth Power.
Yeah, but nobody likes sand in their eyes.
Pocket sand.
Yeah, like other special attacking ground types. It's like maybe it's Shellos. No, Shellos isn't even a ground type. It's just a pure water.
Yeah, a lot of Pokemon just get ground type. Like, that's the thing.
It could be Wooper again.
I'm not going to tell you what this is.
No, it could be Wooper. Poor thing.
I'm going to need an answer.
I mean, I'm willing to go with Wooper. That sounds like a pretty viable option.
I feel like Sandygast more likely, but yeah, it's your choice.
I'm going to go Wooper.
Well, Wooper is unfortunately incorrect. It is the second lowest, though, if it makes you feel better.
Oh.
A little.
There is one lower, and it is Baltoy.
Oh, okay.
Oh, man.
I figured it wasn't that high, but I thought maybe it was like 50.
Yeah, it is 40. It's nutsos. All right, but that gives you guys 5 points today, and that shakes up the leaderboard. Because we have like a 3-way tie in one area here, which is crazy in and of itself, I think. So we're going to sort the columns. In first place, we have Sigma with 10 points.
Nice.
Followed up by a 3-way tie between Whimsicott, Seth Vilo, and Sublime with 9 points. after that, in fifth place, we have Dr. Shamu with 8 points. Jushiro and Basketer tied in sixth place with 5 points. Scrawn's bringing up the rear with 4 points, and Linian has yet to get on the board. I think he's coming up soon.
And welcome to Puckle's Poke Quiz, where I'm gonna quiz my fellow co-hosts on their insane Pokemon knowledge. As usual, they will be asked 5 questions. Each of the questions is worth 1 point, except a question that is worth possibly 2 or even 3 points, depending on the situation. They will have a hint that they can use as a lifeline. If they do not use the hint and get at least 1 point on each of the questions, they can cash in the hint for an extra point, meaning they can reach a total of 7 points. As usual, this segment is brought to you by AnimeGravy.com, your one-stop shop for everything that is anime, cool, and artsy. They are great people. We love them. Just check out their shops.
So much. So great.
Mm-hmm.
Absolutely.
And I always take the best pictures with them.
Oh, yeah. It helps that, like, they look really cool in real life, too.
Yes.
So.
Yeah.
It's like all of my favorite pictures of myself are like, oh, with the gravies. I just wish they lived where I was so I could always have good pictures.
Oh, goodness. I wish I lived close to them for other reasons, but I guess pictures are
and other reasons,
as well.
Too. They're just wonderful people.
I'm sorry, I'm just messing with you. Okay, guys, are you ready to rock this trivia challenge?
Yes.
Yes.
All right, that was very enthusiastic, but okay. So, question number 1. Excluding normal, what is the only type to which no Pokemon has ever had either a double resistance or a double weakness?
Huh.
That's interesting.
So neither a double weakness or a double resistance. That's a fascinating question.
Exactly. Ever in the history of Pokemon, mind you.
Yes.
That is.
Oh, so now we're getting into Gen 1 mechanics.
Yeah, awesome. Actually, the ones you need are, free hint, the ones you need are, like, pre-Gen 6 mechanics.
Okay, so steel.
Yeah.
Old steel mechanics. All right.
Yeah.
When Dark and Ghost were resisted.
Yeah.
Yes, exactly. Otherwise, this question doesn't make any sense.
Okay.
Hmm.
Okay, what are types that have few resistances to begin with? I guess is a good starting point.
Few resistances?
Yeah, like they attack and few things resist them.
Hmm.
So not Buck.
So ice-ish, but we know a...
Okay, so you said double... Nope, I was just going to say electric because you said weaknesses and resistances, not immunities.
Exactly. Immunities don't count for this.
Right. However, it occurred to me that you would still be able to get a quad electric resistance and a quad electric weakness, so...
Mm-hmm.
Maybe it's a type that does have an immunity, though.
It's possible. So it's not electric.
Not electric.
I don't think it could be steel. Could it?
I feel like steel has way too many... no, because Magnezone would quadruple resist steel. Electric and steel both resist steel. So it's not steel.
Water would work, too, in that situation. So Empoleon.
Yeah. Well, no, steel doesn't resist water, but...
Oh, okay.
Well, let's think about water for a sec. Ludicolo quad resists. Ludicolo quad resists.
Because
water and grass both do. I'm wondering if it's a type that doesn't have too many interactions on the type chart.
Let's see. Grass.
Lots of things quad resist grass.
Yeah. I know. I'm just going down the type chart. Fire.
Oh, dragon. Dragon.
Dragon. Yeah, that's hard to...
Yeah, because the only thing it's super effective against is itself, so you can't be quad weak to dragon.
Mm-hmm.
Can you be quad resistant to it? No, because steel resists and fairy is immune.
Yeah.
Is dragon your final answer?
I think we cracked the code.
You did indeed crack the code. Dragon is correct. Good job, guys.
Okay.
I knew this one was going to be a question that either took you 1 second or the entire
you had
minute.
To go through it, yeah.
Exactly. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, if you come up with dragon right away, it's
like
oh,
wait a minute, dragons, yes.
Yeah, good job, guys. Good job. Okay, so you're 1-for-1 currently, and we can move on to question number 2, which comes from Chams1066. And by the way, the guys in the Discord server were nice enough to DM me their questions because they know I don't have access to the trivia channel on the Discord. So a special shout out to the trivia channel on the Discord for thinking about this and coming through with this. Thank you, guys. So Chams1066 is going to ask you, what is the only ice-type Pokemon who learns Solar Beam by level up?
I feel like this is a trick question.
I feel like it could be like Regice.
This definitely feels like a trick question. This is a setup.
I promise you, I checked it, and there is indeed only one ice-type Pokemon who learns Solar Beam by level up.
Okay.
Could be Cryogonal, too.
I could see that.
Just because Cryogonal is Cryogonal, and most ice-type questions come down to Cryogonal being weird.
So, we are assuming that Snover and Abomasnow just are not doing that.
No, they're wood hammering.
Because they bring their own hail with them, so why would they ever...
They sit in the hail storm, yeah.
Yeah. So the actual grass-type option is out of the question.
Right. Like I said, Cryogonal makes sense because it's like a reflection of light, and Cryogonal's weird.
Yeah, Cryogonal is weird.
I don't know if it would be Aurorus, maybe?
No, because I don't think it would... Well, I just don't think it would be, but I guess it could be.
Like, that would be my next guess. Like, it's not going to be Beartick. Nothing except for Beartick.
Swift swim ice types or Beartick? Why couldn't that be the question? We could give you that one. What's the ice type with swift swim?
Uh-huh. Nice one, guys. But I really need an answer soon.
So are we just feeling Cryogonal?
I guess so.
I can't think of anything.
Unless it's, like, randomly Alolan Ninetales because they forgot to take it off or something. Or Alolan Vulpix. But yeah, I like Cryogonal, I guess.
So is that your final answer?
Yeah, this is something you either know or you don't, so not really fun to answer.
Apparently you do know it, because Cryogonal is correct.
Well,
good
there
job
you
again.
Have it. That was great intuition, yeah. Like, that was a great reasoning.
If it's a
part.
Weird ice-type question, it's probably Cryogonal.
Well, you ain't wrong, my brother. Okay, you are 2-for-2, and we're moving on to question number 3, which comes from PrimeRib101. It's a Pokedex entry question, as usual, and this Pokedex entry comes from Pokemon Y. Since this Pokemon makes its own clothes out of leaves, it is a popular mascot for fashion designers. Who's that Pokemon?
Leafeony.
It's either that or the... Not Swaddle. Swadloon.
I want it to be Leafeony because it looks more like a model.
Right? I'm worried it's like a trick question.
I will be very disappointed if it's not Leafeony.
Okay, we can go Leafeony. We'll make this...
I'll be sad if that's not the answer, Whimsicott. Don't make me sad.
Okay, I'm trying not to make you sad, but the thing is, Leafeony makes clothes for other Pokemon, whereas apparently Swaddle makes its own, even though it has Leafeony making clothes for it as well. So the answer is actually Swaddle, and I'm like, I don't know whether I should give you guys the point or not, because...
It was like a 1/3 chance.
Exactly. What would Thatch do? I think I'm going to give you guys the point, because honestly, you got the evolution line, and I think it's fair. So you guys are 3-for-3 now, and we can move on to...
We're three-ish for three.
Let's put it this way. There was a chance that I was going to award you a possibility to get 3 points on the bonus point question. You only get 2 out of that one, guys.
Okay. All right.
Yeah, it's coming up right now because question number 4 is name the fully evolved Pokemon that can learn the move Steamroller. There's 3 of them, and for each one you give me, you get a point up to 2 points.
So
all I know is Scolipede.
Yeah, Scolipede was my first answer.
Scolipede is correct. That's 1 point.
When I think of something like Steamroller, I feel like maybe Donphan might be a good guess.
I was thinking Donphan or Golem.
Yeah, round Pokemon.
Ground Pokemon that roll.
Yeah.
Even though I think it's a... Is it a steel attack?
It's a bug type attack.
Oh. Huh.
Yeah, it's weird.
It is weird. But I still feel like those are pretty good guesses.
I'm trying to think of any other big bugs that could learn it. I don't see Galissapod learning it.
I was going to ask if do you think Galissapod could learn it, yeah.
I mean... You wouldn't know because if you're not running First Impression,
Then why are you running Galissapod?
Galissapod, yeah.
Actually, the real question is why are you running Galissapod either way, but you know.
You know, if you're running it, you should be running First Impression.
Yes.
Would Buzzwole learn it?
I don't see it for Buzzwole.
Would Celesteela learn it?
I don't think so. But that is, okay. Why not? Because why does Celesteela learn Leech Seed?
Would Guzzlord learn it?
I can see it for Guzzlord.
I could see an argument for Guzzlord.
I can see it for Guzzlord.
So
I feel like we should maybe guess one of our guesses could be Donphan. That seemed like a safe guess.
Sure.
Okay, so I'm gonna allow you to give you guys to give me 2 answers.
Sure.
Which ones are they?
Oh dear. Should we go with Donphan and Golem?
Sure.
I guess those were our first guesses.
Because I don't know how much I feel about Guzzlord. So yeah.
Yeah.
Alright, so one of those is indeed correct, so you get the bonus point. The correct one is Golem. But what do you know? You guys actually got it. The third one is Guzzlord.
Yeah, there you go.
Okay.
I really don't want to see a Guzzlord all roped up, coming at me down a hill. Ooh.
I'd rather have it screaming the way Seth likes it, too.
That's not the way Seth likes it, too. That's how the Japanese anime decided it.
Yes, but Seth likes that about it.
Oh, my goodness. Anyway, guys, you are currently 5-4-4. You have a clean, perfect run so far. And
ish.
We have to... Honestly, it's a clean one. It's a clean one.
Cool.
All right. Okay, so we can move to number 5. And as usual, it's a base stat question. And I'm asking you... This comes from... P. McGee, by the way. Thank you, P. McGee. Which poison type Pokemon has the lowest base attack stat?
Okay. Maybe Ghastly?
Ghastly's a possibility. Cascoon is probably a possibility.
Is Cascoon poison type yet?
I don't know. Kakuna is in the same boat, though.
Kakuna is a good guess, too. Yeah.
Like, I could see Venipede having a decent attack stat. Same with Weedle.
Yes, I think Venipede's is probably like 50 or 60 at least.
I don't think it's Nihiligo, despite how Ultra Beast stat distribution works. I think it's still in the 50s.
So we're looking at Ghastly or Kakuna?
Kakuna.
Which one is going to be your guess, guys? You do technically still have the hint.
We do.
Do we want the guaranteed 1 point, or do we want to gamble for 2, is the point?
I mean, it's so much fun to have a 7-point streak. It is. You know? It's fun to... I don't know. I'm fine with either.
I think it might be... You know what? I think it might be Ghastly, just because I know it has a massively high special attack and speed for a small Pokemon.
True.
Like, I think both of them are in the 90s, so the stats have to come from somewhere.
Yeah, it's everything else.
Like, its defense and HP are bad, so...
Maybe let's go with Ghastly. Yeah, let's just go with Ghastly.
All right. You flipped the coin, and I'm sorry, but you lost. Ghastly is incorrect.
Tell me it's not Kakuna, though.
Yes, it is Kakuna, guys. I'm so sorry. You should not have gambled. Kakuna has a base attack stat of 25, whereas Ghastly has a very honest 35 attack stat.
It gets Sucker Punch.
Yeah.
It gets a lot of good physical attacks that it can't use.
I think it got Sucker Punch in Gen 3, though, where it was still special.
Oh, right.
Yeah, there you go.
So Weedle has the same base attack stat as Ghastly with 35, but you actually didn't mention, like, the second lowest stat, which is Badoo.
Yeah. It's a Badoo. It's fine.
Yeah, it's a Badoo. It has a 30. It's a baby Pokemon. But anyway, that got you guys 5 points, which is a very fair result as far as I'm concerned. And I'm going to update the standings. And I'm going to tell you that, drumroll, Arsigma is in first place with 15 points.
That's fine. I don't think I'm signed up for an episode for like a month. So
same. Not back till, I think, November. Yeah, so.
Yeah.
In second place is Sublime, who clawed his way out of that three-way tie and is now at 14 points. In third place is me and good old Seth with 9 points. In, I guess, fifth place, because there's a tie in third, is Shamu with 8 points. Sixth is Jushiro and Basket with 5 points. Eight is Scrawn with 4. And Linian really needs to get his butt on the show, because he's not on the board yet.
I think he's on next week or the week after that, isn't he? He's coming up.
I think so.
Yeah.
Welcome to Puckle's Poke Quiz, the part of the show where we quiz your co-host on their insane Pokemon knowledge. That means they can't use any outside help. They can only use one another. Sublime and Linian are going to be acting as a team today to answer five.
Tag team, yeah.
Yeah.
Five Pokemon-themed trivia questions, which are brought to you from our Discord server. So go to our Discord server if you want to submit trivia questions. And we're going to sift through those and find some good ones and ask these guys and get them to have really cool answers, maybe. And so, they're going to answer five Pokemon-themed trivia questions for a possible total of 7 points, as one of these questions will include a bonus point. And there's a redemption point today, if you do miss out. And if they get all the questions correct and they do not use their lifeline, which is a hint, they can cash that in for an extra point for a possible total of 7. So if you guys are ready, I've got these questions lined up.
I'm ready.
Well, we might not be ready, but we'll find out.
Oh, right. I think you'll get this first one. It's
okay,
kind of
I hope so.
What is the first fairy-type Pokemon to appear in the National Dex?
Clefairy.
What about Jigglypuff?
I don't know which one comes first.
They're like, but Jigglypuff is outside the cave, but I think you're
past
right.
Past the cave. Clefairy's in the cave, so it's earlier.
I thought
Mount Moon has Clefairy.
I think you're right.
I think Clefairy's the correct choice. I don't know. It's got fairy in the name, damn.
Clenormal type, yeah, before Gen 6.
Clenormal
type. Please let it be Clefairy.
Clefairy.
We'll say Clefairy.
Clefairy is correct. So that's one for you guys. Jigglypuff, for some reason, is later in the decks, and it is actually, like, it is before you can have the opportunity to catch Clefairy. Lydian's right in that. It is one of those weird places where the Pokedex wasn't quite lined up.
It doesn't always have to line up either.
Yeah.
People put too much.
I think the Pokedex lines up for like the first 20 and then it stops caring in Gen 1. And they just kind of just threw everybody in because you just start getting things that are just like way out there in the Pokedex that just don't count or just don't follow the order, I should say. But yes, that is 1 point for you guys. So my next question for you is, what is the only genderless Pokemon to evolve from a stone?
Ah, that's an interesting question. Can we know what the stone is?
No.
Okay, we'll work it out. We'll work it out.
So, Chandelure had gender. This is a good puzzle. So let's go over, so Stone Evolution.
I don't think it's Moonstone.
No, I can't think of anything with a moon.
Those all seem like gendered Pokemon. I don't think it's a Sunstone either.
No, cause those all, it's not, I'm thinking through Waterstone, and nothing is coming up.
Oh, I got it, it's Starmie.
Oh, right, yeah, I forget that thing doesn't
It's
have,
Starmie. Yeah,
yeah,
no,
it's Starfish.
Starmie is correct. That is the only genderless Pokemon to evolve from the stone. Everything else has genders. That's such an interesting tidbit there. All right, so the next question is your Pokedex entry. As per usual, I'm going to read you a Pokedex entry, and you're going to tell me who that Pokemon is.
Uh-oh.
I would give you the generation, but I think it would give away this Pokemon. I'm not going to lie.
So it's a Gen 7 Pokemon.
So you need to tell us what dex?
I am going to tell you what dex. This Pokemon's Pokemon X entry reads, their poison is strong enough to eat through the hull of a tanker, and they spit it indiscriminately at anything that enters their territory. Who's that Pokemon?
I want to say
it's Dragalge.
It is a Nautica, yeah.
It is Dragalge.
Dragalge.
Mm-hmm.
Dragalge is correct.
We knew that instantly. I'm happy with that.
Seth Vilo, thank you very much.
All right, so this next question has three answers, but because you don't need the redemption point, you only need to get two of them. There are three Gen 1 families that belong to the Pokedex classification, the mouse Pokemon. What are they?
Pikachu, the electric mouse.
Do you mean specifically just the mouse Pokemon, or like would electric mouse count?
Just the mouse Pokemon.
Oh, ew.
And you said they were Gen 1?
Yeah.
So Raticate.
Even though it's a rat, but...
And I think...
That's funny.
Rattata... Yeah, I think they don't change. Rattata, Raticate...
You said families, right?
Families,
so
they're families.
That's
so...
one family. Oh. The Rattata family.
I misheard.
There's three of them in Gen 1?
Yeah.
Why?
Right? I mean, what makes me more upset is that there's three of them in Gen 1, so how many does that mean there are, like, in general? Like,
so mousy. I'm upset Pikachu the electric mouse doesn't count. So we have Rattata.
The Rattata line. I'm going through the game in my head.
Would the Nidorans count as
no,
rats?
No, they're the poison pin Pokemon.
Oh, okay, there you go.
Well,
there you have it.
Well, unless... No, they don't change. They're always the poison pin. Then... What are other even small Pokemon?
Huh, the only three of them are in Gen 1. Huh.
Huh.
Never Ratty. Again. We never had any more mice.
Rats.
Let's
Is it mouse or rat? I'm thinking
it's
rat.
Mouse.
It's mouse.
Specifically.
It's mousy.
Specifically mouse. Did they horribly misidentify what a Sandshrew is?
Oh, what if we counted Alolan Rattata and Rattata?
I feel like
that doesn't count.
That is wrong.
That doesn't count.
You know, Sandshrew is.
I think Sandshrew is
a pangolin, but I'll
say Sandshrew.
Let's
go with Sandshrew as one. I like that.
So Sandshrew and Rattata?
Sure.
Yeah. Okay. So let's start with those two.
Okay. So those are the answers. Those are your answers.
Oh, okay.
Rattata and Sandshrew are both correct.
What is the third?
It's Pikachu.
I said Pikachu, Thash.
Yeah, I didn't tell you any of them were right. I didn't tell you any of them were wrong.
I said Pikachu, and you're like, no, that's
not
the
thing. No, I didn't say that. I did not say that.
Yeah, no, I understood you as saying Electric Mouse didn't count.
I said Electric Mouse did not count. He is the mouse Pokemon.
Oh.
He is classified as the mouse Pokemon. So I was correct.
Okay.
Yes, I was correct. Thash did not pull the wool over your eyes.
All right, well, fun fact, Sandshrew is a pangolin.
Yeah, and he's classified as the mouse Pokemon.
So that's just wrong.
Yeah. All right, speaking
of... Oh my gosh, all of the mouses have Alolan forms. What's up with that?
So you guys can go for a perfect score here and go for 7. If you get this base stat question, it's not a lowest, actually. It's the highest because this also came from our Discord server this week because I didn't have to look it up. And speaking of electric types, what electric type Pokemon has the highest base HP stat?
I was thinking you were going to say HP, too. I was like, he's going to say HP.
HP's always the hard one.
Did you have this one memorized, or am I going to have to start to...
HP is a tricky one. I mean, like, listen, after I won trivia, like, the whole thing, I'm like, I don't need this anymore. I don't need this information. I have my title.
Is anything chunkier than Lantern?
I'm going to say probably not. What is
Lantern's
HP?
Lantern's like, I don't know what it is, I just know it's over 100, and I can't think of any others.
Yeah, because when I think of all the legendaries, they do not have giant HP stats.
They usually have not giant
HP stats, because they have giant attack stats.
And relatively good defense stats, which kind of accommodate.
I mean, they have fine defense stats.
Well, for their BST,
They're fine. I think Lantern's a good choice, because I can't think of anything more than that.
I mean, Lantern's over 110. I don't remember the exact number, but I know it's
It's up there. So, it has terrible defenses, but it's big. Fat boy.
It's the only way that it can tank anything. I'm going to say Lantern, final answer.
Yeah.
Lantern is correct. It is base 125. The next one up after that, actually, that's electric type, fun fact, is Stunfisk.
Really?
With base 109. Isn't that weird?
What?
That's not even that high.
HP is such a weird stat to do.
It is the weirdest. You know what's even crazier? Vivian is in the top five for bugs.
I remember that. We learned this together.
Yes. I was livid. I was livid, Thatch.
I can't believe that, because the highest one is like 107, which is Buzzwole for bugs, which is really weird.
It but was. Yes,
that's where we are.
All in the
best. That's where we are in the world.
In San Diego.
Yep. So there you go.
This was a good tag team support.
But yeah, guys.
Yeah.
You guys got a good seven. I also forgot to mention, this segment of the show is brought to you by AnimeGravy.com, your one-stop shop for everything anime-related.
And awesome.
And you're not wrong. Those guys are cool. They are my favorite people. So go send them some love. Also, these guys are competing to see whoever can get to 30 points soonest, but nobody's hit it yet, so who cares?
Spoiler alert, it's going to be me.
It might be.
Probably.
It might be. So right now in first place is Sublime with 21 points.
Oh my.
Followed up in second place.
But good job being on the board, Linian. You got it.
Hush.
In second place, we have R Sigma with 15. Tied for third, we have Seth Bilo and Whimsicott with 9. In fifth, we have Dr. Shamu with 8. In sixth, we have Linian with 7. In seventh, we have Jushiro and Basket with 5. And in ninth, we have Scrawn with 4. That is everybody. We hope you like that. If you want to keep up with Puckle throughout the week, you can go over to the main feed at Puckle Podcast. Or you could, of course, just check us out on Discord. Link is in the show notes. You can always support the show in a number of ways by checking out our YouTube channel for more content. You can also check out our Twitch at twitch.tv/thepucklepodcast, and our YouTube is youtube.com/pucklepodcast. You can, of course, help support the show in a variety of different ways. The first being checking out our Tee Public store, purchasing something. You could also go ahead and you can go subscribe to us on Twitch with a Twitch Prime membership, or you can go buy some Vite Ramen using code Puckle at checkout for a 10% discount. Or more importantly, you can go to our Patreon at patreon.com/pucklepodcast. But we hope you liked it, and we will catch you guys on the flip-flop.